Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jill.
So, a long, long time ago, somebody, I think it might have been my Nana, said something about waste not, want not.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, at the time, it didn't really mean anything. And then I lived a life and I sort of understood. But I was listening to somebody the other day talking about his grandmother, his beloved grandmother, who had gone from Arkansas to Texas in a covered wagon at the very beginning of the last century, and how they lived on a farm, and how they were quite, just attuned to using everything. But that didn't mean that they were eating rotten stuff. There was just a way to evolve whatever, to use whatever it was in more efficient ways. And I started thinking, well, I'm going to ask Karen about that, because as we have become just inundated in material things, and as people who have, not had a lot of those things growing up, you have kind of evolved into wanting as much as they could. I just thought that, there's something there. So,
The pendulum is the other way. There are a lot of people who are using sort of newfangled backyard composters or even sink top composters because they want to recycle some of the odds and ends of what they're using, and they're actually growing their own vegetables or maybe their own fruit in a pot on a balcony or in a garden. So there's that. People have stepped up recycling, and it's funny, just as we've gotten sophisticated about separating the kinds of plastics, the paper, the metal, we're starting to see studies that say, you can kind of forget about that because in another year they're going to stop doing it because we've been shipping most of our garbage overseas, and those countries have decided we don't have room for it and we don't want it anymore, and it's not worth the money you're paying for it, so turn that ship around. So I'm not quite sure what's going to happen there, but I think we are starting to think more like your Nana, about what are we doing here? The Earth is a finite resource, and our homes have a finite amount of space to store things, and we're reaching the point where we're realizing the roof's going to blow off if we don't stop keeping some of what we buy and if we don't stop buying so much.
Yeah, and I bet there is quite a market in how to do these things that our grandparents sort of took for granted, because there's another angle to this, and I think that it might be driving it. And of course, pretty much everyone knows what Amazon is at this point.
Yes, they do. Yes. And Amazon's made it very easy for us to buy whatever our little, even without pens, we can just talk to its artificial intelligence lady now. And
it will send it to you.
That's a good thing.
Oh, that's very diplomatic. But of course, it's your show, Do the Right Thing, because I would say that I wouldn't be doing the right thing by expressing my opinion of it. But that being...
Oh, so you think this is all part of Jeff Bezos' master plan to control the world?
And I will go so far as to say that I don't know that that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's evolved into it. And, being a businessman, that's when it began. It didn't start as a master. It lost way too much money. It's just the way that it caught on and what it's created. Again, going back to the beginning of the last century, I don't know if you remember
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, pioneer women, ordered the equivalent of online.
Mm-hmm.
And it arrived. And it's so fascinating how that ultimately begat stores, actual places where you could go and feel it and see it and touch it before, you know, because again, waste not why. It's not as though you were going to send it back. Now we've gotten all of
them. Especially since it took weeks to get there.
That's right.
With the original, like the Sears catalog and then the Spiegel catalog. That's true. But now, you know, the time and the distance is sort of negligible. You know, if you order at the right time during the day, you might have it on your doorstep at 6 o'clock.
And it might be brought by a drone, too.
Yeah, that's a disturbing thought.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen real people drop things off, but it's...
Yeah, I'm not exactly happy about the notion that I'd be looking up and, you know, never mind. But,
well, and in the beginning, people were thinking, oh, this is amazing, you know, I need new coffee filters and I don't even have to waste gas going to the grocery store to get them. I'll just order them on Amazon and they'll be there tomorrow, except... Amazon's spending gas to get there and maybe even a plane to get to the place that loads them onto the warehouse that sends a truck out to send it to you. So it's not an energy-free proposition. Are you really saving anything? I think most people at this point feel too harried and too pulled in multi directions to sit down and realize this could be a bigger long-term cost than you think, that the need for short-term convenience trumps that, but we're going to pay the price for that. We've started to already. So, yeah.
There's something else that goes with it. I don't know if you've noticed. I mean, for one, people's ability, and I watch it, you know, certain adverts to a generation, you know, again, the convenience. So the meals, you can, you know, you just order your meal or you buy prepared food or. And, of course, the problem with that is you don't really, you're not responsible for picking it out. So you have mm-hmm. no idea who is selecting what and what they know about what's going into your package. You have mm-hmm. no idea, and if it's prepared, you have no idea. You know, for things to taste good, it needs salt and butter and stuff that you might not necessarily want to eat if you were making it yourself. But if you don't know how to make it yourself, it just cuts off bits of the process. But even with that in mind, have you noticed when you order something from Amazon that it usually comes in a package that is 60 size of
yeah.
the... And, you know, I was a very bad bagger at the supermarket, but, mm-hmm. You know, you don't wait... Just that waste in and of itself and the fact that nobody seems to stop and think except for, you know, like hardcore environmentalists, well, where does this go?
Mm-hmm.
As if what... You know... I'm just waiting for those. The dots are only going to connect when someone's got to actually schlep out that garbage.
The dots are going to connect when it's too late.
Yeah.
Although we sort of got a warning about this way early on when an actor out here, a guy named Ed Begley Jr., started talking about, you know, don't overpackage things, recycle your paper and your plastic, do this, do that, cut down on the amount of trash your house, because it has to go. And he illustrated for, I don't know, some evening news show at one point, the amount of trash he'd been able to reduce to in his household, and it was enough to fit in the glove box of a car. You know, he took his bicycle everywhere, he recycled his gray water to water his lawn, and everybody looked at him as like, what a nut. There's plenty of water. The trash guy comes every Tuesday, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's true, but still, that stuff goes somewhere. There's still a cost to it. And I think now a lot of people have come around to Ed Begley's way of thinking.
And, you know, you can go even... It's really interesting when people come around to that way of thinking and how long it takes and how you have to go first through a vilification process. You know, mm-hmm. oh, that person's that's like, oh, what does he expect I'm going to do? Take my garlic peelings and, you know, there's always, I think it's the nature. I think it's human nature flat out. But
yeah, but when it becomes chic, you know, let Beyonce say, yeah, girl, we keep those apple peels. We turn them into you know, food for my peonies out in the back. Then all of a sudden, everybody will want to do it.
Right. And maybe one of the things that could be done, social conscience being what it is certain people, just in the same way that philanthropy has to go back to the people who've got all that ready cash. People who have that sort of influence, you know, might want to take one of these, and you know, instead of making it a ridiculous, this is just me, a ridiculous imbalanced diet that is not going to be helpful, pick an actual long term consequence that people could do that might make it better, and you know, go for a little of that.
Well, and it's the human condition. You know, we don't want to be doing this stuff and not see the end result. So our big question is, so does this even make a difference? If you can do something to show people the difference that it makes, then all of a sudden, you know, we get religion a lot more quickly about it. I mean, we're starting to see more and more pictures now of the mountains of trash that are clogging up our oceans, some at the lower levels that we'll never even see, but they're still killing fish and doing whatever. Well, when you see those things, all of a sudden you realize, maybe I should rinse this out, fold it up, stick it in the recycler, and not just toss it in a bag, because it makes a difference.
And bit by bit.
Yeah, as the Jamaican proverb goes, chop down big tree, you know, or you don't have to swallow it all in one gulp. But keep taking bites, and after a while, it's gone. Don't forget to recycle the pit.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the Right Thing.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.